I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kids are now setting their, their days that they're going to commit to, making it their more than 15 minutes in fame. They're getting a lot of fame. Somebody who has to follow this every day, and he does, Stephan Adams from Canes Insight, is kind enough to join us this evening. Thanks so much, Steph, for taking your time on this Monday night. This is kind of a wait-and-see type of thing all of a sudden. There's a lot of kids that mention Miami, but they're mentioning other schools as well.
Yeah, it's been a real interesting recruiting cycle, Larry. I mean, we've talked a ton about it, on the site and with you as well. But just the overall setup of having no visits up until June, and having all these kids having the big rush of visits in June, and heading into the season now, the kids are starting to get a little bit more comfortable with certain schools, or they've taken a few officials now, and they're kind of starting to get real contenders here in terms of some real finalists and kind of naming some top groups and things of that nature. But there's a couple kids here getting ready towards the end of the month that are going to be making commitments. Miami's going to be waiting on a few of those guys. Of course, they have four commitments right now. So, there's going to be a lot to look forward to. And then headed to the season as well, there's always a lot of movement and commitments and things that happen during that time too, especially senior years for some of these high school kids, kind of diamonds in the rough, kids you may not even heard of until after that senior year, guys that start getting a lot of college attention from Miami and other schools could emerge on the radar as well. So definitely a lot to look forward to.
You know, you take a look at the kids that they have. I mean, up until the other day, they had three out-of-state commitments. Now they get another one in Graves, who I had an opportunity to watch last year. I saw him against Chaminade, and actually he played a really, really good game. Let's talk about Graves first, because I think, at Miami's strength right now is a secondary, but in the next 2 years it won't be, because they're going to have a lot of these top flight kids move on. They're going to have kids like the Graves and kids that are coming in this class to step in. He's not that far away from the field, is he?
He's got those tools, those talent that you look for. He's got the height, speed that you really love to see in a true cornerback prospect. Guy that you can really project into the next level in college as well as the NFL as well. He just really has those physical traits that really explode off the tape when you watch him. But he definitely needs a little bit more technique, which is not uncommon for these high school kids coming out. It just takes a little bit of time sometimes for things to really click. And we'll see. If he's able to get in early, like we've talked about in the past, those kids are just at such a big advantage from seeing the field standpoint in their freshman year. So if a type of kids like Graves, especially, that has all those physical tools, if you can kind of get that mental game starting to click a little bit more, he could definitely see the field as a freshman, no doubt in my mind. He's a kid I've been really high on from the very beginning. I remember when Miami first offered him, he had offers from very low power group of five schools, and no one was really sniffing around him at that point. And I actually kind of reached out to the Rivals guys on his behalf, right, to try and get him a profile, because he did not even have a Rivals profile at that point. I thought it was crazy, because I watched his tape and I was just blown away. And he's just continued to grow his profile since then. I mean, he's gotten the LSU offer, took an official there. South Carolina as well was heavily in the mix for him. So a bunch of SEC schools, top-tier Power 5 schools were after this kid. Miami landed a really good one here. Alabama as well. I know Alabama was really sniffing around him as well. I'm not sure if they ended up offering him, but that's just to give you an idea of the type of talent level Chris Graves brings. And Miami's definitely excited that they got him on the boat.
Well, they first got Ja'Kari Brown, the kid from Valdosta, Lowndes County, and that was a guy that people looked at and said, wait a minute, this kid, you know, this is one of those guys that Georgia would jump on, or Alabama, or, you know, one of those teams, and Miami got him really early. He's a deal. I mean, I watched him, you know, I've seen tape on him. The kid's got a great release. He's athletic. You know, I mean, you bring him into a mix, which... you know, after King is gone, I mean, you're going to have, I mean, yeah, raw kids, but at the same time, raw kids who can really have the ability to take over. And Ja'Kari's right in that group as well. Talk about him being an offensive guy in a hurting defense. Miami needs a lot of defensive players, but he's definitely a great offensive guy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just getting that quarterback on board early, like he was early in spring, to commit to Miami and really set the tone for this class and be the leader in this class. That's what he brought. And just for him for Miami to get on him, lock him up, and for him to kind of, you know, take on that role of trying to get other kids in the class. He's very vocal about wanting to surround himself with more talent, just, you know, from a selfish perspective, it just makes him look better, you know, he would say. But just to make the team better and, you know, make this class as best as it can possibly be. You know, he has those leadership and, you know, character and off the field tangibles that maybe don't get talked about as much, but are just so key at quarterback. And then on the field, you're talking about a guy that a lot like Graves in a way, in that he's got so much physical talent and just really explodes off the tape when you watch him. A great runner. He almost runs like a running back in the open field, yeah. The way he's able to kind of see running lanes and kind of sense things before they develop. And this is a guy that just, just blew up Georgia high school football the past 2 years, honestly, with his running ability, passing ability. Really needs to work on that accuracy. He had problems with that. I believe at one year it was under 50%. A little bit more mechanics need to develop that a little bit more. You know, if you can really, you know, get that that running ability to that passing ability to match up with the running ability and really start to develop them, he just has an unlimited ceiling, in my opinion, because, you know, if he can start really get that short game going with a passing, you know, the intermediate route, short game, he's got the long ball. He's just a guy that makes huge plays, and he's won state titles. And, you know, he's just a guy that wins at the high school level in the tough Georgia division up there and Georgia State football. So just an all-around great prospect to have. And he's going to be a guy Miami's really looking forward to see what they have when he gets on campus.
Before we let you go, just Kamari Rogers, obviously, and Landon Ibieta, two kids that played with the Bootleggers 7-on-7 team. We talked to Jimmy Smith, who runs that organization, last week, and he said there's a lot to love from both of them.
Oh, yeah, definitely both quality kids. Kamari, obviously, is the blue chipper of that group. And he's just really, you know, there's really not much more you can say, you know, about him. He's just such a quality prospect, elite type of measurables, just speed-wise, length-wise. Just really brings everything you really want in a prospect. He's a little bit more technically advanced, too. He's just got it all. And, you know, he really needs to add a little bit more weight. That's probably the only one, you know, one kind of knock he could probably have on him. But, I mean, again, that's just such a common thing you see with, you know, high school prospects. It's not a concern at all. You know, he's definitely going to develop. And as he grows more into his body, you're just going to really see his game keep rising to, you know, the next level, I think. Right. And, again, Miami really excited about what they have for him. Because, like you mentioned, they've struggled with cornerback recruiting in recent years. That was part of the reason they went out and got Travaris Robinson, DeMarcus Van Dyke, into the coaching ranks to really up this talent level that they got in the pipeline at cornerback, because you know, the guys they have brought in just have not completely panned out in the past, and they've missed on a lot of the top targets that they really wanted in past years. So you get a Kamari Rogers, you get a Chris Graves, really, really upgrade the talent level and just the type of ceilings that these kind of kids bring, and really get excited about that room again. And then Landon Ibieta as well, a guy is real underrated. And, you know, he was really almost completely unknown until he blew up the Battle Miami camp, I believe, back in January. It's a kid that just had offers from, like, Tulane and, you know, maybe not much else. But really blew up that battle camp in Miami, that 7-on-7 tournament. This is a kid that going up against some of the best prospects in the nation, and even on his own team, like the Bootleggers you were mentioning. You know, Larry, there's a ton of just top level prospects, sure. Not even just the ones that we've talked about. But Abietta was a lot of people watched him and felt like he was the best player at that event. You know, just in terms of the talent level there, it was just a huge performance from him. He really kind of put himself on the map from that. You know, you talk about a great route runner. Really does all the right things you want to do in terms of getting himself some space when he's trying to, run a short route, intermediate, getting long. He's just really, really quality prospect and a guy that Miami really loves. And, you know, that's a guy, again, we talk about even a guy like Restrepo and that Miami's brought in the past, these type of guys that are hard workers, a ton of work ethic. Do all the things on the field, off the field, and Abietta definitely falls into that category. So that's just kind of the theme that Miami's really recruiting for with these past few classes, I think.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.